others in your firm to listen to. There you go. Okay. So, again, we're here to talk about DocuBank's new service called DocuBank ICE, which is a DocuBank emergency card for college students. And for those of you who are not familiar with the term ICE, it stands for In Case of Emergency. It's a term that the younger generation is particularly familiar with. And in fact, on many cell phones, if you look, there's already a pre-programmed entry for ICE where the phone holder can fill in the name and phone number of an emergency contact. The goal of the DocuBank ICE card is to provide all of the standard benefits of DocuBank that you provide to the rest of your clients, and it has some additional bells and whistles that are particularly relevant for college students and their parents, who are, in most cases, your clients. So the focus here is on college students who may, in fact, be away from home and who may have a medical emergency. And so what's happening in a medical emergency? The parents of those students, again, your clients, want to know immediately that something's going on with their child. The problem is that they can't always get that information. And the reason that they sometimes are prevented from getting this information is the five-letter acronym that we love to hate called HIPAA. As you well know, college students are usually 18 or over and are considered legally adults in the eyes of HIPAA. And you all know HIPAA, well, all of you may not know HIPAA, so let me just take a moment to clarify. HIPAA is a law that tries to protect the privacy of people's medical information. And as many of you may know, it's sort of the law that works too well and often ends up preventing information from being shared in situations where common sense would tell you that it really should be. And what happens is that HIPAA prevents close family members from getting, or anyone else, from getting medical information about someone who's in the hospital or otherwise under care, unless that person has agreed and named people who can receive that information. Now, the hospital at its discretion can release that information if they think it's important to do so, but it's totally at their discretion. This is why many of your firms have created a separate document called a HIPAA release that your clients sign, which names people close to them who they authorize to receive medical information on their behalf. This is the situation with college students who are young adults. We want them to have named these folks, named their parents, named other people who can get information about them in an emergency. Unfortunately, there are tremendous horror stories about parents who have learned that their college child has been hospitalized away from home and has called the hospital and has been denied information about their child's condition. Some hospitals will just say, I'm sorry, HIPAA prevents us from giving you any information about their condition, and they have to, you know, fly across states to show up in person and get that information. In other cases, some hospitals have even refused to acknowledge to the parent whether or not their child has been admitted to that facility. As you can imagine, this creates incredibly frantic parents who may be your clients, and I'm sure you would all like to help prevent that situation from occurring to them. So here's how DocuBank works. We store a HIPAA release for their college-age students or a full complement of advanced directives, if that's your preference. The DocuBank ICE card includes all of the standard features of DocuBank, 24/7 access to the healthcare directives. It includes emergency contact names and phone numbers right on the card. It lists important medical information like allergies and major conditions right on the card, and provides stickers that, in the student situation, we suggest be placed on the student's college ID and on their cell phone. And the stickers alert emergency medical personnel that the student has a document card and they should look for it in their wallet. So how is this different from a normal document card? It's different because we add some other features, the main one being that when a hospital contacts DocuBank to obtain the directives for this college student, we, DocuBank, will send an email alert to the parents right away informing them that the child's card has been used to obtain their advance directives. We also provide the phone number at the hospital that the hospital personnel gave so that the parents can follow up directly with the hospital and get the information that they need about their child. In addition, the parents will also receive a phone call from DocuBank that, again, that the card was used to obtain directives, and they will get this phone call as soon as possible during business hours. And if it's after hours, they will receive a text message to the same. In addition, if the hospital requests the documents and the retrieval does not go through successfully, and this usually happens because the hospital's fax machine is out of paper or a hospital staff picks up the fax machine receiver in the middle of the transmission. If it's unsuccessful, if the transmittal is unsuccessful, DocuBank receives an alert and will be in touch with the hospital to make sure that the transmission can be handled successfully. That is a function that we provide with all of our clients and with all of your clients, but it's important to note here. In addition, there are a few changes to the actual card itself. The name of the student's college goes right on the card because hospitals will often contact the school if it's a local school and let them know that one of their students is being treated. The other thing is that we print right on the card, HIPAA form included, so that the hospitals know to look for this so that they can have frank conversations with parents when they call. Okay, so let's talk just operationally. How does this work? The DocuBank ICE service is offered as a 4-year membership, and we are being optimistic that these students are going to graduate in 4 years. The published rate for the service is $125 for the 4-year membership, and you will receive significant discounts on that fee that will be in the same percentage as the discount you receive on your standard DocuBank memberships through your affiliation with one of the associations of attorneys that we work with. And you can contact us individually for the details about what your discounted rate would be when we're done with the teleconference. And you can call us or email us at info@docubank.com. So how can you use this service in your firm? I can offer you some ideas and suggestions. First of all, you can offer it to your clients who have college-age children, obviously, and presumably you would want to offer it along with either a HIPAA release or a full set of advance directive documents. And you could price it as a package if you wish to do that. One of the reasons we're rolling this out now is that summer is a very good time to be having this conversation with your clients as their children are starting their next school year. You can offer it going forward with new clients as a supplemental college student package if they have children of college age. And if you like, you can also go back and offer it either just the DocuBank ICE or the college student package of documents to your existing clients. And we have drafted a letter that you could use as the basis for your own letter to send to your existing clients informing them about this. So if you would like to get a copy of that letter, also you can call us or email info@docubank.com. There's one other way to think about this. I know that some attorneys and some of you may already have created planning packages for young adult children, And if you've done that, the DocuBank ICE is an additional service feature that you might want to include in that package. Okay, last thing is just logistics. What do you need to do to enroll your client's children in the service? You need to send in their documents along with an enrollment form, as always. We have a different enrollment form for the ICE card, and this is the main thing you need to know. You need to use the ICE enrollment form because this is how we know that this person should get an ICE membership and get these special notifications. The enrollment form is available online on our website. Also, we have really wonderful brochures to describe the ICE service that you can give your clients. They have just the right kind of emotional pull, if you will. And there's an enrollment form on the back of that brochure that you can use to have your clients enroll. The differences between this enrollment form and the standard one are that you will be providing less information at the time of enrollment and will have the opportunity to add more information online. We're only asking up front for one emergency contact, and then online you can add additional emergency contacts, the medical emergency information, and also health insurance information, which is not part of the standard DocuBank. That's the DocuBank ICE service in summary form. I'm happy to take questions now. For those of you who have heard what you feel you need to hear, feel free to sign off, and if you'd like to stay for questions, feel free to do that as well. The floor is now open.
Randy?
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify that in that last instance where you were talking about the fact that we collect less information on the enrollment form for ICE enrollments,
mm-hmm.
that it's actually the client that will be adding the additional information online.
Thank you.
Once their membership is processed, it would not be falling on the part of the firm.
Great. Thank you. That's an important clarification. I appreciate that. Okay.
Randy, this is Bruce. Can you get some advertising material together with the Academy that maybe you can put in some high school publications or things where college and high school kids will be able to see this?
That's an interesting thought. We can certainly pursue that. That's a very interesting idea. Thank you for that.
This is Joyce from Huck and Brisky. I missed the amount, the cost for the four-year membership.
Well, the published price is $125 for the 4 years.
Okay.
And then your firm's price will be significantly discounted from that.
Okay.
And will depend on the specific affiliation that your firm has. And we can
deal with that later. I just missed that number.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. And again, the $125 price is what appears on the brochure that your clients will receive.
Okay. I have one more question along
those
lines. With now, this you said that part of the perk of this is that the hospital would be contacting the emergency or the parent. It's only a hospital contact?
No. Let me clarify. DocuBank will be contacting the parent.
Okay.
We will send them an email immediately to let them know that some individual has requested their directives, child's directives.
Not necessarily just the hospital, whoever requested those.
Whoever requested them, and we provide the phone number. It does not provide a name or the name of a hospital. It just provides the phone number, and the email will say very specifically, you know, call this number directly to get additional information.
Okay.
Where do we get this brochure for this ICE program?
We would be happy to mail them out to you. Just send us an email or a phone call, and we'll pop them the mail to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you saying earlier that the HIPAA form is included on the card?
There is a line of text that says HIPAA form included. The form itself is not on the card, but there's, you know, a notice on the card that tells whoever's reading it that we do have a HIPAA form stored for this person.
Okay.
So when you request their documents, you'll see a HIPAA form,
okay.
among other things, perhaps.
You said that the hospitals will contact the school directly to let the school know that they have their student, or does Rocky Bank do that?
Not necessarily, possibly, but not necessarily either. What I said was that we've been talking to some colleges about this, and they have. Some of them have told us that when a nearby hospital has a student who is admitted, that sometimes the hospitals choose to call the college. It's entirely up to the hospital whether they have that kind of relationship with the college and choose to do that. There's no requirement that the hospital do that. And, in fact, I mean, the hospital, again, because of HIPAA, you know, they have to decide whether that's something that they feel is appropriate or not.
Okay.
And it seems to be, you know, an individual hospital decision. And I'm sure also based on the severity of the situation.
Okay, and the only option is a 4-year enrollment?
That's correct. So let me guess. You're thinking, well, what if I want to enroll a client who has a junior in college? Is that what you're thinking?
Right. I have three in college. So,
okay.
One will be a senior and the other
right.
two are halfway through. So yeah.
Okay. Well, the answer is we do it as a 4-year membership. It's still a perfectly valid membership after the person graduates,
yeah.
so they'll
right.
just continue it afterward. And if you want us to take the college name off the card, we can do that.
Okay.
It's possible the person might even go on to graduate school, and we'll just change the name on the card of the name
right.
of the school. So,
okay.
you know, it works regardless. And just to be clear, you know, we're calling it a card for college students, but in fact, you know, it can be important for any young adult, even if they're not going to college. It's just, you know, it's our sense that it sort of resonates more readily to call it a college student card. But if you have clients who have young adult children who are not in school, they can still enroll in this service. And really the question is, do the parents want that immediate alert for that young adult?
Mm-hmm.
What about for college kids on the 5- and 6-year programs?
They would renew for another 4 years, and again, like I was just saying, you know, if their membership extends past when they graduate, the card still works fine, and we can take the name of the college off the card if they'd like.
Okay.
And honestly, we're doing that for administrative ease and to keep the, you know, and to make it easier both on our end and for your end of not having to prorate things and figure out amounts and.
Absolutely.
Is there a minimum age?
Well, the minimum age would be 18 because prior to that, they're minors and they don't need their own HIPAA form.
Sounds like a great program, Randy. Just have
great.
To figure out how to advertise it to pick up a lot of business here.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear. Does anyone else have any other thoughts or comments about that or about how you might want to use it in your, you know, in your firm that you'd like to share with the group? Okay. Yeah, it would. Go ahead. Was someone going to say something? Okay. All right.
I would like to see you extend it to give the parent an option for a 5th year because a lot of these kids don't graduate in 4, and they may want that one extra year somehow extended for a 5th year somehow. Because it's very common in Florida for
mm-hmm.
kids here to go 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give them that option to go 1 year, maybe the extension for 1 year for $15 or $20 or something like
right.
that. Make it nice and simple for them because it's very common here to go the extra time frame because of how busy the schools are.
Sure. Well, after the child were to graduate from college, do you think that the parent, even if they're out in the working world, would the parents still want that alert if something happens
yeah.
to their child?
I would, but it doesn't mean they I understand what you're saying, but...
Well, I'm asking. It's an honest question I'm asking. I mean, you know, part of the...
I don't know.
Okay.
They might, but they might not. Who knows?
Right. Does anyone else have any thoughts on that?
Not on that. I have another question.
Sure.
5 minutes.
Was he done?
Yep.
Okay, you were saying earlier that the card provides 24/7 access to the healthcare directives.
Yes.
And a phone number. What phone number? You said phone number and allergies on card.
Here's what's on the card is the name of the cardholder, the member number and PIN, which enable the hospital or any healthcare personnel.
Insurance member number?
Pardon me?
The insurance member number?
No. The DocuBank member number and the
okay.
DocuBank PIN for this person, which enables anyone who has the card to obtain a copy of the directive.
Okay.
The other information on the card is as follows. There's name of the person's first emergency contact, which in these cases would most likely be one of the parents.
Okay.
And that parent's or that person's cell phone number printed on the card, home number printed on the card, and work number printed on the card.
Okay.
In addition, printed on the card are any allergies that this student has. Any major medical conditions, chronic conditions, particularly like asthma or diabetes. And it will also state on the card if there is a HIPAA form that
okay.
you have included. In addition, your firm, the name of your attorney and the name of your firm and your firm's phone number are also on the card. Whatever your firm has elected to provide on all of your client cards is the same information that appears on this one. And most firms do the name, firm name, and phone number of the attorney. In addition, the name of the college that the student attends also appears
okay.
on the card.
Randy?
Yes.
This is Greg Smith and
Monty. Hi, Greg.
Just a couple of comments.
Sure.
One is I think this is a great program. We had a tragedy here in our area about a year ago where some students from Taylor University were in an automobile accident, and they misidentified the students, and they actually conducted funerals for the wrong students and had to exhume the bodies later.
I do remember hearing about that.
And the other comment that I have is that with respect to getting two incoming freshmen
mm-hmm.
at our local university, I just discovered that the student newspaper publishes a special edition, and I'm going to have an ad in there for this program, but the deadline for that, for the copy, is day after tomorrow. And
okay.
so if people want to reach students, incoming freshmen through orientation programs, they need to get on the ball and contact their student newspapers because deadlines for copy may be coming up rapidly.
Have you developed an ad, Greg?
No, I'm in that process. I called and talked with someone at DocuBank a few days ago and suggested that. I think a stock ad would be great, but I don't have time to wait on that.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that suggestion and those good words. Greg, is it your sense that in this ad you will be targeting the incoming freshmen themselves or their parents who are attending orientation?
I'm told by the people at the student newspaper that they publish approximately 6,000 copies, and a copy is handed to the student, and a copy is handed to the parents.
Okay.
So I'm trying to target the parents, obviously.
Of course. And as we've been working through this market, here's the way it gets described. If you want to market something that the students want, you market to the student. If you want to market something that they need, you market to the parents. This, I think, clearly falls into the latter category.
I assume that the parents are going to be paying for this.
Right.
So
you got it.
Follow the money.
Exactly. That is a stock ad is a great idea, and thank you for sharing that. And we can talk with you offline to see to talk more about what we can do given your tight deadline.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Any other thoughts, questions, suggestions?
I think the fax to physician is a really great service, too.
Oh, thank you.
And to get more information on that, we just email you.
Sure.
Info at DocuBank.
That'll be fine.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Okay. For those of you who came in shortly after the beginning of the conversation to fill time. At the beginning, I had started talking about a service, another feature of our regular card that we recently introduced, which was a marketing tool for you with your area physicians called our Fax to Physician service. If you are interested in more information about that, again, you can email or call us, and we can call you to discuss it. All right. Any other final questions or thoughts?
I have a quick question.
Sure.
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Do you have a brochure online that we can download and print out?
That's a good question.
I believe it is up online already. Tiffany, is that correct? Tiffany, are you there? I believe that the brochure, in fact, is on our website already, and it does have an enrollment form on it. So,
no.
Yes, you could do that. Hello?
Hi. No, it's not up yet, but it will be
yet.
By the end of the week.
Okay.
We could basically
but the enrollment form is already there.
Okay.
Brochure and hand them out with and attach our card to them, for instance.
Right.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, you can do that. You can absolutely print them out, but if we'd be happy to send you brochures that will look much more professional to hand out.
Great. And who do we contact for that?
You can call DocuBank at 610-667-3524 or email info@docubank.com, and the appropriate account rep will get back to you.
Thank you.
Sure.
I have a quick question for you. This is Jessica from Howard Lang's office.
Sure, Jessica.
If the client chooses to put, for the first emergency contact, someone other than their parents, how would that affect their parents being alerted if
right.
they're hospitalized?
That's a very good question. The alert does go to the first emergency contact.
Okay.
So that name should be the person that you want to be alerted. Okay. All right. Anything else? Okay. I think we're out then. Again, feel free to be in touch with us with any follow-up questions, requests for materials, requests for brochures, for a sample of the letter that you can send to your existing clients about this. Or with questions, and we will be happy to work with you so that you can make the best use of this service as possible. All right. Well, thank you all very much, and we look forward to being in touch with all of you individually.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you.